Police said this crowd was larger than the roughly 70,000 people who protested at the Capitol a week ago. That rally was held in better weather. Yesterday, temperatures dipped into the teens and a light snow fell over Madison. Joellen Burke is a retired teacher from Eau Claire who was in the crowd. She says she's made multiple trips to Madison to protest Governor Scott Walker's plan to scale back public employee union bargaining rights.
The passion and supporting each other is beyond anything that anyone's ever seen. And it's a clear message to the governor, whether he wants to face it or not. The people are speaking out and the people are coming together, and you don't fight that.
Last night, a smaller group of protesters took up residence where they could inside the rotunda and various nooks of the Capitol building. Eileen Tarian of Middleton was preparing to spend her third night sleeping on the Capitol floor. She says she'll leave the Capitol when they close it Sunday, but she knew others would stay and be arrested.
I think it does change because it will up the number of arrests, but anyone who's paying any real attention is going to understand the spirit of the sacrifice that those people are making by seeking to be arrested, by reminding us that regardless of who's in power and who's writing the checks, that this is our house.
Protesters held their first sleep-in at the Capitol nearly 2 weeks ago and have occupied it ever since. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.